Welcome to SCOTUSCast, FERC and Federal Power Act Edition. Thank you for tuning in. On February 24, 2016, the Supreme Court heard oral argument in the consolidated cases Hughes v. Talen Energy Marketing and CPV Maryland LLC v. Talen Energy Marketing. In this case, the Supreme Court considers whether Maryland encroached on the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's rate-setting power when directing its local electricity distribution companies via a generation order to enter into a fixed-rate contract with an energy provider selected through a bidding process. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit held that Maryland's generation order was preempted by federal law because it effectively set the rates the producer would receive for sales resulting from a regional auction overseen by FERC, and in effect also extended a 3-year fixed price period set under the Federal Power Act to 20 years. The questions before the Supreme Court are, 1, whether when a seller offers to build generation and sell wholesale power on a fixed rate contract basis, the Federal Power Act field preempts a state order directing retail utilities to enter into the contract, and 2, whether FERC's acceptance of an annual regional capacity auction preempts states from requiring retail utilities to contract at fixed rates with sellers who are willing to commit to sell into the auction on a long-term basis. To discuss the case, we have James Coleman, who is assistant professor at University of Calgary Law School. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Professor Coleman.
On Wednesday, February 24th, the 8 current members of the Supreme Court heard argument in Maryland Public Service Commission versus Talen Energy Market and a consolidated case. The court is reviewing decisions from the Third and Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, which invalidated subsidies that New Jersey and Maryland were offering to natural gas power providers to participate in those states' restructured competitive electric power markets. This is the Supreme Court's third case in a year on the division of state and federal authority for competitive electricity and natural gas markets. The Federal Power Act and the Natural Gas Act both give the federal government authority to regulate wholesale energy markets and give states the authority to regulate retail energy markets. In other words, FERC supervises the markets where electricity and natural gas is sold to the wholesale companies that, rather than using the power or natural gas themselves, turn around and sell it to customers. And states have authority over retail sales to end users. Just last month, the Supreme Court issued a decision upholding federal authority to use wholesale markets to encourage retail electricity consumers to cut their electricity use. And just last April, the Supreme Court held that plaintiffs could use state antitrust law to sue natural gas pipeline companies that allegedly manipulated both wholesale and retail market prices. Both of these cases suggested that the line between wholesale and retail energy markets, and thus the line between federal and state authority over electricity and natural gas markets, has been increasingly blurred. These lines have been blurred by state and federal regulators who are adopting new types of regulations designed to respond to changing energy markets, including increasingly integrated national electricity markets. And so far, the court has been willing to see this line between federal and state authority, between wholesale and retail markets, blurred because the court wants to make sure that state and federal regulators have latitude to address changes in these markets. The question in today's case was whether the Federal Power Act preempted Maryland's efforts to subsidize new natural gas power plants within the state. Maryland mandated that its electricity utilities sign a contract for power from these new plants. Generally, the utilities and new plants would participate as normal in the power auction supervised by FERC, which is the normal method for setting wholesale prices in a restructured and competitive electricity market like Maryland's. But if the price fell below a certain threshold, the utilities would have to pay the new power plants the difference between the auction price and the floor price set by the contract, so long as the new power plants continue to sell their power in FERC's supervised wholesale power auctions. At argument, competing power providers, which sued Maryland, and the federal government also argued that these state subsidies were directly targeted at changing FERC's wholesale auction. The effect would be to ensure that new power generation was built in Maryland rather than elsewhere, because these new Maryland natural gas power plants would know that even if they sold at a low price, they would be topped up to reach their higher price, giving them more certainty for the term of that 20-year contract. And certainty about future sales is often key to the viability of new power plants, particularly in restructured competitive markets. Maryland, by contrast, argued that these guarantees didn't affect the wholesale market auctions because the new power plants acted as normal participants bidding at cost. During the course of the argument, the justices frequently expressed confusion about the workings of the power markets and the guarantees and contracts at issue. At one point, Justice Breyer confessed, "Truer words were never spoke, then I'm not quite on top of how this thing works." But at the end of the day, the court appeared to be looking for a way to craft a rule that would preempt state subsidies that directly manipulated a wholesale market without invalidating the many types of traditional and, to some extent, new state energy regulations that are proper but might have an incidental impact on wholesale markets. If the court is able to come up with a clean rule that can explain why these subsidies should be preempted without affecting a number of other things that states are looking to do in increasingly nationally integrated wholesale electricity and power markets, then the court may be willing to insist that states not interfere with the FERC markets and uphold the Third and Fourth Circuit decisions in these consolidated cases.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUS Cast. For more episodes of SCOTUS Cast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.federalistsociety.org/multimedia.